Not too many people I ever speak to the address that she gave, which was one of the very best that's ever been given here. I mean, she was Shirley Chisholm,
she was a very fine orator,
incredible speaker. Mm-hmm. And I remember it. And she was always, and she didn't really address the right to life in this area. You know, who strongly objected and picketed and so forth. And there were threats and so on, and she had security. But she didn't really address that matter. She talked about freedom and so forth. But at one point, and it was a thundering, she was rising and falling inflections. The punchline was, "Where are the rights to life for the living?" And that place, it was a thundering standing ovation in the auditorium. And it was, I think it was a great address.
That's one of those lightning rod issues.
Regardless
of what else a person does or stands
exactly.
for,
it
becomes a litmus test.
Yeah. And it took a while. It took a while for the wounds to heal. You know.
Indeed, it did, as Sister Amata Fabro regrets.
I found that very difficult because it just was very divisive for the campus and for the sisters. For the lay faculty, for the students. It did not do the college any good. Looking back, I think, oh dear God. But I do think what it did is it helped us to realize the polarity that was existing all along underneath the surface, you know, unity. And so in that sense, it did serve a good.
The Chisholm